My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Oh, shit. Another young brother hit. I better go over my man's crib and get the pump. Because to the cops, shooting brothers is like playing baseball. And they're never in a slump. I guess when they shoot up a crew, it's a grand slam. And when it's one, it's a home run. But I'ma be ready with a wild pitch. My finger got a bad twitch. Plus I wanna switch sides and step up to the batter's box. Fuck red and white, I got on black socks. But let them shoot a person from the White Sox. What's the call? Foul ball. Babe Ruth would've made a good cop, but he didn't. Instead he was a bigot. Dig it. My life is valuable and I protect it like a gem. Instead of cops shooting me, I'm going out shooting them. And let them cough up blood like phlegm. It's grim. But that is my antonym. And legally, they can't take a fall. Yo, check it out, it's just a friendly game of baseball. RBI, real bad injury, but don't get happy, you're in jail for a century. Just as bad as being shot in the groin. To see who'll shoot ya, they'll flip a coin and watch it run for the stretch. But you don't know the man is at home waiting to make the catch. Salt the outfield, your guns, you're down. You're out, off to the dugout, underground. I know a cop that's savage. His pockets stay green like cabbage, cause he has a good batting average. No questions, just pulls out the flamer. And his excuses get lamer. Once a brother tried to take a lead, but they shot him in his face saying he was trying to steal a base. And people watch the news for coverage on the game and got the nerve to complain. They need to get themselves a front row seat or save the baseline for a beat. Cause television just ain't designed for precision, y'all. It's just a friendly game of baseball. But I don't know where the brother went. The umpires or the government. I guess they kicked him out the game and replaced him with a pinch hitter. And the scammy was a quitter. So the cops usually torment, I mean tournament. When am I was saying, you can't let the umpires hear you speak in battle like the other kids, you won't be playing. Cause they'll beat you till your ass drop. A walking gun with a shell in his hand is their mascot. When you run around, let it be noticed, step lightly. The bases are loaded, my man got out from three strikes in the skull, but the knife he was carrying was dull. Instead of innings, we have endings. What a fine way to win things. And hot dog vendors have fun selling you the cat, rat, and dog on a bun. And when you ask what is all of this called, it's just a friendly game of baseball.
You lowlifes, you take that, and that, and that. I'm here to protect and serve, and that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Too soon. That went on. Too soon. Too soon for you. Hold steady. Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts. This is Duncan. It's Thursday.
Rainy Thursday.
It's noon. Victoria's here.
Hi.
Hey, Victoria. How's your day going?
It's going pretty well. Just finished class, deposited some checks, and now I have more money.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good to hear it.
I know. I like it. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Did you pick up a theme on the songs that I've been playing so far?
No, because I just walked in the station and haven't been able to listen to my favorite show on CITR yet.
No. That flattery will get you nowhere. So I started off with a Jeff Francis ID. He was a former UBC baseball pitcher.
Yes.
Now he's the ace for the Colorado Rockies, who are going to the World Series.
So now I'm getting where you're getting at.
He'll be pitching the first game.
Yes.
Next, I had a hip-hop group called Main Source from the early 90s. The song was called Just a Friendly Game of Baseball.
Okay. Yeah.
Not really about baseball, but
it had
works.
The word in it.
And the first recorded appearance of Nas, who
really?
Was just in town. Yeah, that's Main Source. That's his album.
I really wish I went to that, by the way.
It was so expensive,
wasn't
it?
I know, but still.
Yeah. It would have been wicked.
Yeah.
And then after that, we heard Harry Carey singing Take Me Out to the Ballgame. He was the announcer for the Cubs forever and ever and ever. Are you a baseball fan at all?
I watch it once the World Series
right.
starts. My dad's a huge Yankees fan. So.
Oh, that's so. I'm so sorry for you.
I know.
You had to grow up in a household like that.
I have a habit of just watching them, but I also really like the Mariners.
Yeah. Hey, they're the most local team to hear,
exactly,
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, your Yankees didn't do very well.
No.
Or your dad's Yankees.
He's not too pleased.
Yeah, but I myself am a Red Sox fan.
I knew that.
So I delighted in seeing the Yankees go down to the Indians. But now it looks like the Red Sox might have the same fate.
They're not doing too well, right?
It's 3-1 in the series. But Josh Beckett is on the mound today. So he is a machine.
I have a question. Justin Morneau.
Yeah.
That's the other guy that was... Okay, what's his name, Morneau?
Moreau, I think. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because it was Tim and Jeff Francis
mm-hmm.
that were drafted the same year, and that was such a huge thing for, like, Vancouver, let alone, like, two small towns,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
where was he from again?
He...
I was having a debate with this with my friend the other day.
Well, I think Wikipedia knows, but
I
don't know, unfortunately.
Okay. I thought you knew everything, Duncan.
I know. That's why I closely script all of my conversations so that I look like
I'm
a brainiac.
Off a piece of paper right
now. When actually I have just an earpiece and someone on Wikipedia looking up everything for me.
Kind of like the Matrix, they upload it into your brain. And
wicked.
Then, yes.
Yeah. No, sadly, my life is not that exciting. But what is exciting is the next few songs we're going to hear. So we've got about a half an hour baseball set. Because the Red Sox are almost, you know, like they might be out tonight, I thought today would be a good day to play some baseball songs. World Series starts next week. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
So we've got the Hold Steady from Minnesota. They have their version of Take Me Out to the Ballgame coming up. Later, we have Dan Deacon's song, Don Mattingly. It's an instrumental, so I don't really know what it has to do with Don Mattingly, the former Yankees first baseman, Mr. Baseball, or Donnie Baseball, as they call him. He might be the new head coach for the Yankees.
Sorry, speaking of Mr. Baseball, tangent, I thought I saw Tom Selleck at Celebrities the other day.
Really?
I thought it was Tom Selleck.
Whoa.
But I think it's
there could
his...
be a lot of guys at Celebrities that kind of look like
I
Tom
know,
Selleck.
I know, but it was awesome. But
that's wicked.
Yeah, and I was so excited because I work at a restaurant in Yaletown, and so I always see him there, whatever.
You see Tom Selleck around?
I always thought it was Tom Selleck, but it was the same dude that I thought was Tom Selleck, and he's at Celebrities, and it wasn't Tom Selleck.
Aww.
But it's still Mr. Baseball at Celebrities.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Detroit Tigers fan, Magnum PI, wasn't he? He always wore a Tigers hat.
Was he?
I thought he always wore a Tigers
wore,
hat, and then
I know
like
he wore a baseball. I'm not
and
sure
he was in a like a ridiculously small Ferrari that he like stuck out of.
Anyway, sorry.
So so we're gonna play the song Don Mattingly, and then we're gonna listen to the baseball theme from Charlie Brown, the Vince Guaraldi trio. Let's just play some music. Okay, here we go. Here is the Hold Steady with their version of Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
Jacks, and I don't even care if we ever get back, and it's a row, row, row for the home team, and if they don't win, it's a shame, and it's one, and it's two, and it's three strikes, you're out, that's that old ball game. Take me out to that Twins game, take me out to that dome. Minnesota Twins. There's always a shame when the Twins don't win. There's one and it's two and it's three strikes, you're out of that Twins ball game.
Thank you.
Hey, wasn't that nice? That was from the soundtrack to Charlie Brown. I guess the TV show. Not the Christmas thing, but A Boy Named Charlie Brown, the Vince Guaraldi Trio, and the baseball theme. So you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts, a bit of a baseball set here. The first half of the show is all about baseball. World Series starts next Wednesday. It's going to be a blast. Coming up next, a couple of spoken word tracks. The classic, Who's On First, with Abaddon Costello. Luke, who works here at CITR, just gave me the biggest eye roll I've ever seen.
Casey at the Bat?
And then Casey at the Bat is up next. It's by DeWitt Hooper, or whatever his name is. Casey at the Bat, subtitled A Ballad of the Republic, sung in the year 1888, is a baseball poem written in 1888 by Ernest Thayer, first published in the San Francisco Examiner. It was later popularized by DeWolf Hopper in many vaudeville performances. So we're going to listen to that. It's pretty overwrought. It's a little overwhelming. It kind of actually takes away from the poem, but I guess it's the most famous rendition of the poem. First, the cheesy but still, you know, lovable Abaddon Costello.
How do you like my ball club, Lou?
Hey, all those people going to be at the game today?
Certainly.
Oh, this is going to be a whopper of a game.
Well, it should be.
Hey, Abbott, I understand they made you the manager of this here Colgate team.
Why not?
So you're the manager?
I'm the manager.
Well, you know, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to those people.
Why, sure, I'll introduce you to the boys. They give them funny names, though, Lou.
Oh, I know. They give those ball players awful funny names.
Let's see. On the team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
You the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I should.
Well, then tell me the guy's names.
I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
You the manager?
And then yes.
You know the guy's names?
I'm telling you their names.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
I'm telling you.
You ain't telling me nothing. I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy at first base.
That's his name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me? I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it.
What's the guy's name on first?
Now, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm asking you.
Now,
who's on first?
Don't change the plan.
I'm not changing nobody. I ask you a simple question. What's the guy's name on first base?
What's the guy's name on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. Now, we're not talking about him.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Yes.
Then tell me the fellow's name playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first.
That's his name.
Wait, what's the guy's name on first base?
Why, there's the guy's name on second base.
Who's playing second?
Who's playing first?
I don't know.
He's on third base. What's the matter with you, can't you?
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, who do you pay the money to?
Every dollar.
Yeah. Look, you got to pay the money to somebody on first base, don't you? Does she give you a receipt?
Sure.
How does she sign the receipt?
Who?
The guy that she gives the money to.
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
That's how he signs.
That's how who signs?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yeah.
When you give the guy the money, don't he have to sign the receipt?
He does, Lou.
Well, how does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money You dope! You just don't give money to somebody without him giving you a receipt.
So who signs it?
What are you asking me
for? I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
Well, go ahead. Tell me. What's the guy's name that signs the receipt on first
base? Wait a minute. What signs his own receipt?
Who signs his own receipt?
No, who signs his?
I'm asking you, when the guy on first base gives you a piece of paper, he puts his name on it.
So who puts his name on it? What?
How does the fellow's name on first base look to you when he signs his name?
Who?
To you.
That's how it looks.
How does it look to you?
Who?
To you.
Who?
To you.
Who?
Look, when the guy signs his name, how does it look to you?
Look, that's how it looks.
Who? I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on first base you give the money to?
Who? After all, the man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yeah, sure.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
What is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's
third
on
base.
First.
I know that. You got an outfield?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
Because!
Oh, center field. Oh. I know these players as well.
All I'm trying to $5. What's the guy's left name and left field?
Now, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. You got a pitcher on team?
Wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You know what? Tell me the date.
I'm telling you, Logan.
Then go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now, listen. Who is not?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. You got a catcher?
Sure.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. You don't want to tell me today, tomorrow, do you?
I'm telling you.
So the catcher's name?
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
Now I got it.
Oh, you got it. Now stop.
All we got is a couple of days on the
team.
Well,
I can't help that.
All right, you know, now I'm a good catcher. Now I get behind a plate, and tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now when he gets up, me being a good catcher, I'm going to throw the guy out at first base. So the guy punts the ball, I pick up the ball. I'm going to throw the guy out at first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's all you have.
All I do is throw the ball to first base. Now, who's got it?
Naturally. Now, you got it.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get the ball. Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to Naturally.
No, he gets the ball.
Naturally gets the ball and Naturally.
You throw the ball to first base.
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to Naturally.
No.
Gets the ball and...
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
what I'm saying.
You're not saying it that way.
I said I throw the ball to Naturally.
No, you don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying. I throw the ball to first base. Somebody's got to get
so
it.
So who gets it?
Naturally.
That's
okay. Now I ask you, who gets it?
Naturally.
Same as you.
No, it's not.
I throw the ball to Naturally.
You throw the ball to who?
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
He better get it.
Don't worry about it.
So I throw the ball to first base. All whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs to second. Now who picks up the ball and throws it to what?
Yeah.
What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Could be.
And now that guy gets up and hits a long fly ball to be called.
Yes.
Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What'd you say?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Courtney, can I get an interview with you?
No, I hate your guts, Nardwar. You're such an idiot. Why would I give you an interview? You're an idiot. Why would I give you a f***ing interview? Get what?
CITR 101.9 FM presents Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show. 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon. 9 p.m. Thursday, November 1st, on to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd.
Nardwar will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of his radio show on CITR with a 20-hour live on-air Nardwar interview marathon, starting at 9 p.m. on Thursday, November 1st, and ending at 5 p.m. on Friday, November 2nd.
Interviews to be aired during the 24-hour marathon include
Robert Anton Wilson, Ron Jeremy,
James Brown, John Sloan,
Jennifer
Robinson,
Matt
Lewis,
Nine p.m. Thursday, November 1st to 5 p.m. Friday, November 2nd.
Nardwar the Human Serviette Radio Show's 20-hour, 20-year anniversary interview marathon, presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2 with but one inning more to play. And so when Cooney died at first and Burrows did the same, a sickly silence fell upon the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go in deep despair. The rest clung to that hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could but get a whack at that. We'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, as did also Jimmy Blake. And the former was a no-good and the latter was a spake. So upon that Styric and multitude grim melancholy sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey's getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single, to the wonderment of all, and Blake the much despised tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had arisen, and the men saw what had occurred, there was Blake a safe at second, and Flynn a hugging third. Then from 5,000 throats went up a lusty yell. It rumbled in the valley, it rattled in the dell. It knocked upon the mountain top and recoiled upon the flat. For Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was pride in Casey's bearing as he stepped into his place. There was ease in Casey's manner and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt. 'Twas a Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 10,000 hands applauded as he wiped them on his shirt. And when the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Casey's eye, a sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in lofty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one!" the umpire said. Then from the benches, black with people, went up a muffled roar, like the beaten storm waves on a stern and distant shore. "Kill him! Kill the umpire!" cried someone on the stand, and it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult. He bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher. Once more the steroid flew, but Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two!" "Hurrah!" cried the maddened thousands, and echo answered fraud. But one scornful look from Casey, and the multitude was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain. And they knew that Casey wouldn't let that ball go by again. The smile is gone from Casey's face. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. Somewhere bands are playing. Somewhere hearts are light. Somewhere men are laughing. And somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out.
Meet the Mets, step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife, guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side, everybody's coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New and the people on the streets. Where do they go? To meet the Mets! Oh, they're hollering and cheering and they're jumping in their seats. Where do they go? To meet the Mets! All those fans are true to the orange and blue, so hurry up and come on down, 'cause we got ourselves on.
Come on and meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really stopping the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side. Everybody's coming down to meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York Town. Of New York Town.
Mets. Not this year, baby. There was no joy at Flushing Meadows when the Mets totally fell apart this year. Oh, well. That was the 1984 version of Meet the Mets, the fighting song for the lovable and, you know, troubled New York Mets. Before that, we heard the 1964 version. And coming up, we're going to hear the 1999 version. They just keep trying to update it when the 63 or the 64 version was better anyways. But they, you know, they bring in a hip-hop element into the 99 version, so that's amazing. Another band that, a band that's played the Meet the Mets song, it's one of their cover songs that they play, is Yola Tengo, who are huge New York Mets fans. And we're going to hear a song of theirs. I couldn't find the Meet the Mets. Did you know about this? Yola Tengo performed Meet the Mets on WFMU.
Ooh, for their fun drive?
Yeah, and it's on the Murdering the Classics album, which is very expensive. Yeah.
So too bad. By the way, I was thinking that Flushing Meadows is a really appropriate name for,
for the Mets
play. Yeah, because they certainly...
this season,
down
at least.
Down the tubes.
So we're gonna hear a song by Yola Tengo, and the song that I've chosen is "Today Is the Day," the rockin' version of "Today Is the Day."
Great song
from the EP that they released after "The Summer Sun." Is that the album that it was on originally?
That's correct.
Kind of a slower version, but this is the up-tempo version, and it appears on Major League Baseball 2006, the PlayStation 2 game.
So wow.
I'm bringing it together. And for those of you who don't know, and I did check on this, Yola Tengo is, the name comes from an anecdote about a Spanish, or let's see, it was center fielder Richie Ashburn, who only spoke English, and the Venezuelan shortstop for the Mets in 1962. And they collided because they didn't speak the same language. So when Ashburn was saying, "I've got it," Ilio Chacon didn't understand what he was saying. So he taught him how to say, "Yo la tengo," which means, "I got it, I've got it."
Very cool.
In a later game, Ashburn happily saw Chacon backing off after crying, "Yo la tengo." He relaxed, positioned himself to catch the ball, and was instead run over by 200-pound left fielder Frank Thomas, who understood no Spanish. After getting up, Thomas asked Ashburn, "What the heck is Yellow Tango, anyways?" Wah, wah, wah. But a great name for a band. So, and you know, being such huge baseball fans, it's appropriate. After that, we're going to hear the song Walter Johnson by Jonathan Richman. Mm. Another big baseball fan. Do you know about Walter Johnson at all?
I know who Jonathan Richman is.
Yeah, yeah. But
I should hope so.
Walter Johnson was a pitcher with the Washington Senators for 20 years, from 1907 to 1927. He has he is still the all-time leader in career shutouts at 110.
Wow.
Yeah. And he had 417 career wins, which is second of all time. And Ty Cobb, I'm not going to read this big quote
I actually bought my dad a Washington Senators ball cap, an old, remember they released those vintage ones or whatever?
Well, there were two Washington Senators teams. This one became the Minnesota Twins. Mm. And then in 1962, there was another Washington Senators, and they became the Texas Rangers.
Okay, this was a gray hat with a blue W on it.
Right, right. I think that was the 62.
Yeah, but still. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's a fishing hat.
And now there's the Washington Cap. What are they
Well,
now?
It's what the Expos became, right?
Yeah, but what
so
are they?
The Capitals.
The Nationals.
Yeah, because the Capitals are the hockey team.
Ah, brutal.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway, so more baseball
talk,
song.
Talking sport with Leo Puckshot Jacques. Okay.
If you're not digging the baseball thing, I should mention that there are a couple things to hang out for. We're going to give some tickets away a bit later on, and we're also going to do the draw for the date with Duncan at Duffin's Donuts. I know I've already received one call about it. They're beating down the door. One whole call. Yeah. Telephone call. So we're going to make that draw towards the end of the hour. Does that work for you, Luke? Yeah. So those of you who donated money during the funding drive, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to do that draw at the end of the show. But here, before we do all that, here is the 1999 hip-hop version of Meet the Mets. Then we're going to hear some Yellow Tango and Jonathan Richman.
Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really sucking the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall. East side, west side. Everybody's coming down to the M-E-T-S. I'm gonna spend the night. Could've been a pain.
Well, I'm gonna tell you if you don't know, bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum, about a great ball player from a long time ago, bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum ba bum, who's a hero to me. I ain't putting you on, son, 'cause I'm now gonna tell the story of baseball's great Walter Johnson. And all through baseball, he was loved and respected. Well, bitterness in Walter Johnson, well, it was never detected. Well now, when pitchers throw their pitch to scare, boom, 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 they actually try to almost hit that opposing player. Boom, do, 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 do. Walter Johnson wouldn't do that, not even just a little. He made sure he threw the baseball right down the middle. And all through baseball, he was loved and respected. Was there bitterness in Walter Johnson? Well, it was never detected. Now, he pitched for the Washington Senators back in about 1924. Now, 1906. Now look, when the Washington Nine was a-gwine to win, boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, this Walter Johnson would actually ease up a little on the opposition. That's right. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. Now the other teammates, they simply didn't get it. They said, Walter, how come you let him hit it? Now Walter just told them with his gentle smile, boys, this game isn't any fun if you don't get a hit once in a while. Now, all through baseball, he was loved and respected. Was there bitterness in Walter Johnson? Well, it was never detected. Now, a record's just a record and a book that's just a book. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. This Walter Johnson I speak of never so much as gave the opposing team a dirty look. Boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom, ba boom. And a season's just a season. In a game that was supposed to be just a game, Walter Johnson cared about people more than he cared about fame. So all through baseball, he was loved and respected. Bitterness in Walter Johnson? Well, it was never detected.
Ooh. On the air.
Hey, that was Jonathan Richman from his album Rockin' and Romance, the song Walter Johnson. I'm just going to close the door.
On the air, guys.
All right, there we go. That's a bit better. There's a big crowd outside, you know, anticipating the draw that's going to happen later. Before that, we heard Yellow Tango with Today is the Day. And that officially ends the baseball set, about 20 minutes over time. But I hope you guys liked it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts. Not too much longer. just a few more songs left to go. Concerts. I'm going to do a really late concert listings today. Coming up, A-Track with Kid Sister, Mehdi, and Kavinsky is at Celebrities Tonight, as is Akron Family. They're at Richards, though. Saturday night, Final Fantasy is playing with Great Lake Swimmers and Bashia Bulat. That's at Richards on Richards. We're going to play some Bashia Bulat in a couple of minutes. Later on Saturday, Adrian Painter and the Aphex Ghosts are with the Lost Lovers Brigade, Winter Mitts, Joel and the Last of the Neighbors, Chris Horrific, Dylan Thomas, Grade 8 2000, and David's Mind at Hoko's. Later in the week, Ted Leo is with Quasi at Richards on Richards. The Russian Futurists are playing on the 23rd at The Pit. High on Fire is playing with Mono and Panthers at Richards on the 24th. Sunset Rubdown is at the Plaza on October 25th. Aesop Rock is at the Commodore on October 26th. Do Make Say Think is at the Commodore on the 29th. Caribou is playing at Richards on the 30th. And let's see, what else? Oh, I wanted to announce... Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. They're going to be playing December 9th at the Commodore. Then we're going to play a song of hers as well. She's phenomenal. Shindig has an amazing lineup over the next few weeks. Japandred played last Tuesday, but they moved on, so they're going to be playing in the semifinals. Next week is Fanshawe, who is fantastic, the Noble Furs, and the Public or the Press. The week after that, Adjective, Taxes with the fabulous Sean Orr, and Tuck. The next week, Die Cowboy Die, Piper Davis, and the Fantastic Greenbelt Collective. So definitely make your way to Shindig in the next few Tuesdays. It'll definitely be worth your while. All right. Not too much time left. We're going to quickly play some Sharon Jones, and then we'll see what else we can squeeze in. Here is 100 Days and 100 Nights.
You know a man can run upon all the same. sang out loud all through the night. But before I knew it, I was lost. Before I knew, I was a prisoner. And I still can't find a way to make it
That was Basha Bullitt from her new album, Oh My Darling. And she's opening for Final Fantasy on Saturday night. Coming up, we have Marielle. She's already here. She's getting ready with We All Fall Down at 1 o'clock. After that, we have Robin with Ink Studs.
Big show on Ink Studs today.
Big show.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there?
Chris Ware.
Whoa!
He's not coming in. It's a phoner from Chicago. But that's the number one independent comic artist, I would say.
Yeah.
You know,
that's pretty huge.
I mean, yeah.
And then after that, we have Brendan with Crimes and Treason. So stay tuned to CITR. Okay, so now's all the moment we've all been waiting for.
We're going into the big vault here of all the names that phoned in to Dunkin's Donuts.
Pretty exciting. So there's seven.
And do the Tyra thing. Remind us what our prizes are.
Okay, so the prize is
$100 million contract with Elle Magazine.
With Elle Magazine, yeah. And a lifetime supply of Maybelline.
Yeah.
No, it's a date with Duncan, time of your choosing, at Duffin's Donuts at Main and 33rd. It's closing at the end of November, it's the last hurrah.
Limited supplies.
But we'll have the box of, I promise to buy a box of donuts and coffee.
Okay, lift up.
And so there's seven entrants here because those are people. So Caroline, my former roommate, actually in the studio. It's not a fix, though. I promise.
I know.
She's in a cage in the corner, kept away from the box. So we've got Caroline, Wendy, Anna, Sarah, Crystal, Ben, and Leah, and Anna are all the.
You said Anna twice.
Oh, did I?
And the winner is Anna.
Oh!
You get to go to Duffin's Donuts with your girlfriend.
Shh, you don't have to tell the listeners. All right. Maybe. Oh, man. I thought there'd be some hot, exotic chick that I... No, I'm kidding.
Well, she's listening right now. You can do a redraw. unless you podcast your show.
She doesn't listen to the podcast either.
Yeah.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to Anna, find out when she wants to go. Next week, I'll announce when I'm going to Duffin's Donuts, and anyone can come.
Yay.
Donuts on me.
Huh?
All right, and I'll put it on the on the blog for the show as well. Google Duncan's Donuts, and you'll find the blog. All right, last song. Thanks, by the way, Luke. Thanks
no
for
bother.
And thanks so much for all of you who donated. I really, really appreciate it. It was really great for you to support CITR. Last song, Sunset Rubdown. They're coming to Richards next week. We've got tickets. Give us a call at 822-2487 if you want a pair of tickets to Sunset Rubdown. Here they are. Thanks for listening. Check you next week. Wrong song, wrong song. Oi.
You're the one who
captured. Let the snow fall on this whispering eruption. You're the one who's kissing your captor's hands. Bullshit.
Courtney, can I get an interview with you?
No, I hate your guts, Nardwar. You're such an idiot. Why would I give you an interview? You're an idiot. Why would I give you a f***ing interview? Get what?
CITR 101.9 FM presents Nardwar the Human Serviette.